This is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and today is Tuesday, September 22nd, 2020. The tarot card for today is the Knight of Wands from the Pride Tarot, and this one comes to us from my favorite artist, Anita Inferiority. This is a card she did special just for this collaborative deck, which celebrates Pride, and you know, sometimes the cards boggle my mind, all right, because it really is the perfect card for today. Yesterday we had the Knight of Pentacles, and as the week progresses, you know, we see what you got going on, right? Now, the moon is in Sagittarius today all day, all right? It can be a bit of scattered energy, and this night can get that way as well, but I really feel that if you can apply yourself with all the passion you can muster today, that you can really work on a project that is near and dear to your heart. It could be an actual project, whether personal or professional, or it could be, moving, getting ready to move, getting ready to take on a new job, because there's so many things that need to be done. Remember yesterday I spoke of goals and success, all the things that are happening this week. And the Knight of Wands is the bringer of change, right? All that fire that's there, all of that inspiration and passion that is necessary to get the job done. You know, there can be a little bit of, like I said, Sagittarius, it gets a little scattered. But I think if you can keep your focus here, that you will be amazed at the success. And of course, you know, when Friday the 25th rolls around, you're going to have a Capricorn moon. That's really going to allow you to bring it home. So today is really about, you know, that gusto. Yesterday, I was kind of digging in, digging deep, taking your time with things, seeing what you need to do. I'm telling you, this week is going to be an amazing week. I think each and every one of you out there can accomplish an important change in your life. And this card represents so much change and having the drive to make it happen, okay? It's just that the only thing you don't want to do is to be hasty with things, all right? Especially when committing, all right? Tomorrow, Mercury will be entering shadow. If you know me, I don't touch anything. Even shadow, period. I have the worst luck with Mercury retrograde, even though it doesn't start anytime soon. Also today, the sun enters the sign of Libra, and of course it is the equinox where we see the autumn and spring equinox occurring at the time that the sun enters Libra. I think that, you know, if there's any Sagittarius moon energy that I was worried about for you, that, you know, the sun being in Libra, which is more about balance, partnering, relationships, contracts, all of that, I think that will help keep you in line so that your focus can really be toward the goals. I think this is going to be a great week. I really, really do. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.